Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Happy Friday. Everybody loves the weekends. Of course they do, because they feel like, well, now I can take a little bit of a breather. I don't know what that feels like. You know what? I've been in ministry for, I'm going to do the math. I'll have it right at the beginning of next week. I'll have the exact numbers. But it's been 25 years at least in ministry, and it's bizarre to me, because what I hear is these said overseers, these church overseers, oddly enough they call themselves pastors, which is only named once in the New Testament, and the Bible tells us in contrast to that, that's in Ephesians 4:11, but the Bible tells us in contrast to that of 1 Corinthians 12:28, where it says first the apostle, then the prophet, then the teacher, just making that point. But it's interesting that I've been hearing since the beginning days of my ministry that these guys every year take off 40 days for a sabbatical. Every year. Oh my good, are you, oh, really? How do you give up your baby for 40 days every single year? If you were the one that birthed that ministry, how do you give it over to others for 40 days every single year? Put that up against John 16, the analogy is there. I don't know. Folks, for the years that I've been in ministry, I've never taken a sabbatical. I don't know how you do that. I don't know what that looks like. Are we to rest? Absolutely, we are to rest. I get that Martha and Mary analogy that Jesus gave. Yep, totally. One did the better part, one didn't. One was overburdened and cumbersome with serving, and the other one wasn't, because she sat and received the word of the Lord. Yep, I get that. But I do that every day of my life, too. I mean, I was just in the Word right before the show today. I'm in the book of Luke now. Love Luke! It's crazy. Anyways, I just thought about that. Where are these people getting the time and the resources to take off 40 days from their ministry, their baby? Nobody oversees your ministry the way that you, who birthed the ministry, are going to oversee that ministry, just for the record. Well, aside of that, friends, I wanted to highlight something here, too. Did you listen to the propagandists, to the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals? Matthew 5:13, they're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of man. Did you hear what they just said? The Palestinians, there's a genocide going on against the Palestinians. Isn't that interesting? And all the Americans today, I see them all day long on social media platforms talking about how they got to stand up for Israel, how they got to defend Israel. Well, the genocide's going on right here in America. Have you been asleep for the last 3 years? 17 million people have been murdered by these experimental jabs, and not a peep of it through the mainstream media. No, the mainstream media just told you that the genocide's going on overseas in a third world country, not here in America, where 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day are being murdered because a few corrupt individuals inside of the United States government illegally sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb. And guess what? The big pharma is still driving the same narrative because they want more of a genocide. It's called population control. Just ask old Billy Gates. who now has just become, folks, a farmer. I don't know if you're paying attention to this, but it's interesting. He's buying up all this farmland in North Dakota. Americans, you see who the bad guys are. You know who the bad guys are. We don't need to go into any greater specificity concerning what's going on and who the bad guys are. Who's failing the test is not the bad guys. They're winning while the American people in mass are sitting back and watching it all happen, right? Well, let's call it for what it is, folks. It's called taking responsibility. And again, how many times did Jesus say, take heed unto yourselves? Take heed unto yourselves. Be not deceived. Be not deceived. Wow. And it's our wisdom to bring forth justice, right? And I'm thinking about Deuteronomy 4, verse 6. Also thinking about John 7, 24. Righteous judgment. Righteous judgment doesn't deal with crime the way that the American people have been desensitized into believing that they are. They're supposed to succumb to it, to just basically bow the knee to the next dictator that wants to go ahead and assault them and their liberties. Well, I guess that's where we're at today. Now, folks, out of chaos, we can create a new world order. I've highlighted this, folks, over and over again, but it's exactly what's happening. I mean, the chaos, there's so many things on so many different levels just spinning out of control, and it's all purposed. Remember what James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, said? He said, no country can endure continual warfare. Can I see something, Americans? Who's bringing this continual warfare against you more than the mainstream media and corrupt politicians? I just gave you a hint, didn't I? You want to put a stop to it? Then deal with those two groups of the corrupt in the mainstream media and within the halls of government. Isn't that crazy? Here, let's listen to this, because it's not like they did this thing in a corner, right? H.W. Bush on September 11th, 1991, called for a new world order over 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
Mr. Bush even went on to declare, out of these troubled times, a new world order can emerge.
A new world order can emerge.
They're not hiding it, folks.
Era, freer from the threat of terror. And today that new world is struggling to be born. A world quite different from the one we've known. When we are successful, we will. We have a real chance at this new world order.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once, and hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order. Think about
that. Yeah, that was after September 11th,
later,
folks.
It was said that President Bush would declare,
every nation,
remember
every
this?
Region, now has a decision to make.
The apple doesn't fall too
either
far from the
with us,
wicked tree, does it?
Or you are with the terrorists.
You're with us or you're with the terrorists. Oh, my goodness. Boy, that doesn't come about any more plain than that, does it, friends? Either you're with us or you're with the terrorists. Out of chaos, we can create a new world order. Who's creating the chaos? Those that are trying to create the new world order. It's always pick one or the other, isn't it, friends? It's always choose us or choose them. And it's the same talking points. Why? Because the devil and his minions have nothing new. It's an issue of us learning from history, because if we fail to do so, history is going to repeat itself. We already know who the bad guys are, Americans. It's time that the American people begin to act like who they are called to be. Just look to their forefathers and the God that they served. There's your example. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth, and we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Much to cover here. I want to give you a heads up really quick. If you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of that page. You'll see SOL Radio Live on that top page. And when you get there, folks, go ahead and subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. S-O-N-S. Also, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And how do we do that, friends? Well, we just let everybody know that it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ, Acts 4:12. Now, I want you to see this because this is pretty insane. I was raised up in North Minneapolis. I moved 37 times from Minneapolis to St. Paul. We lived in what you would call the hood as a young man, right? And I've seen a lot of fights in my life, man, but I got to tell you this happening in a public school. I remember one time, what was it, 7th, 8th grade, and a teacher said something to one of the students, and I remember the student said back to the teacher, she basically called her a B, an expletive. And I thought to myself, okay, that was pretty crazy that took place. And then I remember another fight took place on Grandview Hill in Minnesota as well. And I remember a guy getting a couple stitches. And then when I started getting older, I started to fight all the time because when I was 14, I won state in boxing, Golden Gloves, little punk I was. And because you kind of had to learn to fight on the way up. And so I've seen a lot of stuff, a lot of crazy stuff, guns, knives, all that other good stuff, right? But I still got to go back to this and revert back to the point that I've never seen a fight in a school like this where the teacher's beat up by the student. No joke. I want you to see this. And we're talking about the chaos that's happening in this country. And I also want you to understand that this is what a country looks like when it wickedly departs from the living God. When a country departs from God's government, His moral law, the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, and Romans 13, this is what begins to happen. The fulfilling of the law is what, folks? Matthew 22, 37, Romans 13, 10. What is it? Love is the fulfilling of the law. In other words, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I'm trying to figure out what this kid was thinking about when she was doing this to her teacher. Check this out, folks.
Shocking fight between a student and teacher caught on camera.
Sixty-five-year-old teacher being beat up by a student.
The 65-year-old teacher's loved one says something needs to be done.
That fight unfolding earlier today in front of a crowd of students at Normandy.
Something needs to be done. Now, I haven't watched television for a long time. Why? Because James 4:4 comes to my aid. Where the Lord told us friendship with the world, right, is enmity with God. He calls those that are friends with the world adulterers and adulteresses. And the Lord asked the question in Amos 3:3, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? Don't sit there and call yourself a Christian when you're bathing and you're saturating yourself in this cesspool of filth and indoctrination. What am I talking about? I'm talking about something must be done, the grown-ups say. The grown-ups allow the governments and the church to sit and remain impotent and silent in the face of tyranny concerning corruption in government. The older people teach the kids that it's okay to murder their own children. They turn on their television set. They see where their governors are advocating for these crimes. They turn on the news, the propaganda outlets where the slogan is, if it bleeds, it leads. They turn on the television stations, the hundreds that they have now. What are they taught to do? They're taught to kill, steal, and destroy, just like Satan himself. All of which, by the way, wasn't tolerated in this country all the way up until 1968. It wasn't lawful to do that. And the young people grow up listening to the Supreme Court saying it's an expression of free speech because it fits the propaganda narrative to tear down a society. Folks, something must be done, the adults say. Well, my Bible tells me in Luke 7:35 that wisdom is justified by her children. Who raised up these children beating up their teachers? You people have got to be out of your mind not to put this one together. And I'm not talking to everybody, of course. I'm talking to those that can't think for themselves. If I plant seed into the soil of the ground, it's going to reproduce after the seed that I planted. And Galatians 6:7 tells us just that. You reap what you sow. And what you sow is exactly what you're going to reap. And what's happening is the adults are reaping now what they sowed into the young people of this country. Statistically, and I'm not going here today, friends, but I do a whole video piece on what a country looks like that forgets God. And it goes down. Crime after crime after crime rate after crime rate after crime rate. And the adults are sitting back trying to figure out what is possibly going on. I mean, these are the same adults that are dropping their kids off in public school to be raised up by their sworn enemies, and they don't know what's going on as they're being illegally indoctrinated by the federal government through a violation of the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Because the American people have failed to be the law that God has called them to be on this earth as it is in heaven. No, they just don't know what the problem is. Hey, folks, speaking of which, a little branch off of this topic. Did you know that over 700,000 students every year that graduate public high school in this country, did you know that they cannot even read their own graduation diplomas? This is not a joke. And it's not funny whatsoever, because soon enough, these are the ones that are going to be in the halls of government. These are the ones that are going to be in the pulpits. And you're seeing this poke its ugly head up all over the country today. My goodness. And they're saying after this teacher, 65 years old, is getting beat up by one of its students, they're saying something has to be done. How about enforcing the law? See, isn't it interesting, folks? What we see all day long through the mainstream media is them highlighting the crimes of a people that the government has failed to condemn and prosecute for their crimes. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Hey, has anybody put that together? Have you not understood what's going on here? Folks, see, because what we see is we see those that are incumbent today, they're advocating lawlessness, and the whole purpose of government is to restrain men from violating God's moral law. That's called sin, 1 John 3:4. And again, Americans are trying to figure out what just happened in this public school. They can't figure it out.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Kelly Jackson.
And I'm Mike Bush. Tonight, school leaders say they are working with police and conducting an investigation of their own. Five on Your Side's Brent Solomon is learning more about what led to the violent confrontation.
Take a look.
It's being blurred out.
Drags a 65-year-old science teacher who's already on the ground. It appears the teacher tries to restrain the student as the student kicks and throws blows. It happened outside of a Normandy High School classroom Wednesday. The veteran teacher taken to the hospital shortly after.
Is she in pain? Is she okay?
Oh, yeah, she's banged up pretty bad. I'm at work, and I get this video. She was circled up.
Greg Stanton says his significant other told
police... They just don't know what's going on, friends. They got all these brand-new buildings, all these brand-new auditoriums and swimming pools. Their high schools look like colleges in England today, friends. And while the whole time everything looks perfect on the outside, but on the inside they're being illegally indoctrinated. They go to the movie theaters. What do they see? More violence. They're taught how to commit the crime. They go watch Marvel. They go watch DC Comics. They watch cartoons. What do they see? What are they being taught? How to commit more crime. And this is all coming from the adults in this country. And they can't figure out what's going on. No, what they're going to do is they're going to sit back and they're going to watch it happening again and again and again. And they wonder why the kids are walking into public schools outside of dangerous psychotropic drugs, of course, that the adults are throwing on them by force through their counselors and their school nurses, which are making $110 million every day off the ignorance of their parents, off this ADHD that has been created, and it's all been created. These are drugs from the 50s that the kids are being put on, and then they're trying to figure out why they go into a public school and shoot it up. On top of the games and the video games that they're being taught to play. What are those video games teaching young people? How to commit the crimes. Hey, folks, they've got games called JFK Loaded. Did you know this? Where if you shoot off John F. Kennedy's head and you do it the lowest score, you can win $10,000. They have other games, friends, where you can learn how to shoot cops and to rape women. Sound effects all inclusive. No joke. And they're trying to figure out what happened that day in Normandy High School. Are you kidding me? No, they're not. We'll be...
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. A landmark case accusing Israel of genocide against Palestinians in Gaza moves into a second day before the International Criminal Court of Justice, the U.S. State Department not moving off its support of Israel in the case.
The allegations that Israel is committing genocide are unfounded.
State Department spokesman Vedant Patel, South Africa is presenting its case against Israel before the Global Criminal Court. Israel set to address the court today. U.S. and British forces reportedly working together on military strikes against Houthi rebel targets in Yemen this week. U.S. government officials characterized these actions as retaliatory, saying this comes after months of attacks by the Iranian-backed militia on commercial shipping in the Red Sea. There are multiple locations included in the U.S. and British target packages. Details about the death or injury of combatants, unknown. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ooh, I wish I could get this stupid jar open.
Jars can be tough, am I right?
Who are you? And how'd you get in my kitchen?
It's me, Flo, and I'm here to grant your wish of easily switching to Progressive and helping you get a discount that honors the time spent with your previous insurer.
Great, but what does that have to do with getting this jar open?
Nothing.
So you can't open this?
Oh, I just do insurance. Jars I leave to the professionals.
Sign up for Progressive and opt into more savings. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
America, nobody knows why these kids are acting this way. Oh, let me say it again. You haven't seen anything yet. You haven't seen anything yet. When you're handing your kids over to be trained up and raised up by your sworn enemies, do you think for one moment they don't see exactly what you're doing? You're failing the test. The Lord told you to train up the child in the way that he or she should go. So when he or she is old, he or she will not depart from it. He didn't tell you to have somebody else do it. That's not what we should be doing in this country, right? But again, people are just trying to figure out what's going on. We're talking about out of chaos, we can create a new world order. Who's creating the chaos? You know how they're creating the chaos? Lowering the law. Bringing forth no justice. Nope, what do they do? What is the outcome of such a course as that? Lawlessness. It's the mystery of iniquity, the Bible tells us. But those that are born of the Spirit of Christ, let those that name the name of Christ depart from lawlessness. Yes, we're following Christ. We emulate him. Remember, that's the guy, and I'm speaking to the Son of Man respectfully. But while he was incarnate here on earth, he was the one that said to the Pharisees, "Which one of you convinceth me of sin?" John 8:46. And they couldn't. Why? Because he was without sin. He was perfect. He was the Lamb of God and is in his resurrected state. Amen. Hallelujah. Right on. That's who we're supposed to be following here. Not our excuses. Nope. When the Lord gave those kids to us, we have our quiver full. It is a blessing, not a curse. And yes, my friends, all of these kids that we see out there that are problem kids, guess what? We are our brother's keeper. We're to raise up these kids in this country as a village. And if 86% of the people in this country would actually practice what they preach, my goodness, they would have a chance. But I'll tell you what, if you leave them off and you give them over to what they're being given over to today, they're going to curse you. They are going to curse you, Americans. Look at this. Here's another prime example. The government on a worldwide basis is advocating for crimes against children. You can call it whatever you want to call it. Homosexuality, which is called sodomy in the Bible, is an abomination 33 different times. It's referenced, and somehow or another, I guess these little hirelings from the pulpit, John 10:12, they just can't find that. Oh, Jesus said nothing about it. Oh, yes, he did. From the old all the way to the beginning, through the new. Old and New Testament, which, by the way, the New Testament is, again, the fulfilling of the Old Testament. Americans, you need to quit acting like the battlefield is a playground, because it's not. It's not. What's happening throughout the world today is happening because the governments are lowering the law and they're bringing forth no justice as they create the chaos. And when they bring in the chaos, they want to bring about the resolve. Remember, dictators always do what? They always create the problem behind the scenes and then publicly come into play to be the problem solvers. Look at this. 123 arrested in human trafficking operation, including an elementary school teacher. Of course. Of course. Hey, folks, you found that the individual... Hang on a second. This is live radio. Seer of elementary... schools, Pentagon, live radio, Pentagon, busted pornography. Did you see this? I know you did because I highlighted this in the past. Oh, my goodness. The stream reported, Pentagon official at office overseeing elementary schools arrested in... human trafficking sting operation. I'm going to go ahead and append that information right on the bottom of the live feed so you can go ahead and see for yourself the information that I'm bringing forth. But again, this should come as no surprise, folks. I mean, how many times has Disney been busted and their employees been busted? SeaWorld's employees busted for preying on children, of course. Who's promoting all of this? I told you about Brian Bender, right? We had him on the radio about 12, 13 years ago. He was a reporter for the Boston Globe. He was the guy that found during an ICE investigation under criminal Barack Hussein Obama and foreigner, might I add, Barack Hussein Obama, that during that investigation, ICE found that over 5,000 members of the Department of Defense in the United States of America were downloading child pornography. So it should come as no surprise. Hang on. I'm going to show you something here on social media platforms. And if not, you can check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Go ahead, check this out. If you look at the top right, these are all men appointed to the heads of the military branches in the United States of America. They're all men dressed as women. They're all men dressed as women. Okay, just so you know. And I'm telling you, this guy right here, folks, he's got a lot more going on than you're being told. These are the ones that are all extorted. They're all told what to do and how to do it. They're heads of the military branches. Lest you thought this was a game. But who's promoting the sodomite agenda more than you're said? representative government, who's by the way, making reference to the law that condemns what they're doing here. This is why they hate people like me, and I praise God that they do. Because we're going to preach from this pulpit in such a fashion that either you're going to repent of your sins, or you're going to hate the preacher. There's no in-betweens. Read John 7:7 and John 15. This is my commandment, that you love one another, but if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. The bottom line is you love your sin more than you love God. Matter of fact, you hate God. Yeah, let me give you another scripture reference now that I'm speaking of it, because it came to my aid during the show here. And this is how it works, being led by the Holy Ghost. And when we go over to 3:19 of John, what does it say? This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world and men love darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds were evil. So you have a bunch of said representatives incumbent in office today that instead of upholding the law are tearing away at the law that they're supposed to uphold. And who becomes victim of all this? The children do. The kids do. My goodness. But the power belongs to the people. And again, we're talking about chaos, who's creating the chaos and who's bringing in the new order, right? But I want to show you how the governors are going right along with it, because if you remember, right, DeWine here, he wanted to go ahead and veto a bill banning sex changes for little kids. Oh, Tim Walz, this pedophile in Minnesota is guilty of the same crimes. And if you want to know why they all went at it together all across the United States of America, it's because they're all planted there by the likes of the CIA. Just ask Jesse Ventura, former governor, who won office. He won the younger vote here in the state of Minnesota. So the CIA decided to plant their unconstitutional agencies in every capital of the United States of America. Didn't you know this, folks? Didn't you know this? Well, you do now. Let's get back to the point here. Showing you that the power belongs to the people. See, this shows you that the people can still hold the devil's feet to the fire, regardless of who he is. In DeWine's case, the Ohio House voted to override public Republican governor veto a ban. So, when the people said, no more, we've had enough, they took the governor to task and they vetoed him. And they said, you're going to sign on to this and you're going to leave the kids alone. And guess what? They win the day. See, Americans, have you ever heard John Quincy Adams? He said this. He said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. See, but you got to first do all that you can do. And if you don't do anything, that's faith without works, and it's dead. It's like a body without the spirit is dead, it tells us in James 2:14-26. And go to the end of the chapter, and you'll find that last scripture I referenced. This is insane. It really, truly is. But you know what? The people stood up against it. I wanted to highlight one more thing here for you. And to Blaze Media's credit, I wanted to give it to you this way. Did you see this? Talking about aiming for the kids again. These are all the sodomites. Remember these guys, these men, and these lesbians, these sodomites, these abominations is what they are scripturally, both men and women. Read Romans 1:26 to the end of the chapter. Isn't it interesting how they play the victim? And I think everybody's got the point now that they're not the victims. They're in fact, they're holding the spear, not the shield. No, I want to tell you what they're the victims of. They're the victims of the law that condemns their crime. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Jude 1:7, Romans 1:26 to the end of the chapter. The list goes on. 1 Corinthians 6:9, read the whole of that. Look at this. Seven men on film gang raping toddlers at a popular Texas mall, then posting videos to the dark web. And isn't it interesting how these agencies like the FBI are being used to go ahead and target conservatives and those that are exposing them for their crimes through something called Operation Pacifier, where they're actually appending child pornography to their websites, accusing them of crimes that they themselves are guilty of promoting and doing. Hey, folks, you want to keep playing with these people like that? That's fine. Ben Franklin warned us of that attitude, too. What was it? Make yourself sheep, and the wolves will devour. Make yourself sheep, Americans, and the wolves will devour. Quit acting like this is a playground when it is not. It is a battlefield. Just ask your enemies. Do they mean what they say? Look what's going on here. I want to bring in a different aspect concerning the point that I want to make today. Concerning out of chaos, we can create a new order. That's who's doing all of this. We'll be right back. I want to highlight some more stuff for you folks. Get ready to get jacked. That's you talk for being mad.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Mike Detmer, congressional candidate for Michigan's 8th District. You know, it seems like truth is in real short supply these days unless you know where to find it. And you can find it with my friend Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're not looking for truth, by all means, listen to somebody else.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I want to show this to you really quick, and then we'll get to the next couple points here.
I'm so firmly in the camp that Biden will be on the ballot this November and that he won't be switched out for someone like California Governor Gavin Newsom at the last moment. But my friend Jennifer Van Laar has a new piece out at Red State where she thinks that Newsom isn't laying the groundwork for his own 2028 presidential bid, but for this year. That's because Newsom spent the last couple of days vacationing at a swanky Four Seasons hotel in Mexico where rooms range in price between $2,000 and $18,000 a night with none other than former President Bill Clinton.
Now, just think about that. By the way, him running for president, they're trying to add credibility deceptively to those that have no credibility. This is another part of what they want you to believe. That's how dictators rise. And it rises when justice dies, for the record. And that's you, America, the law. If you don't want to be the law, this is what happens. But isn't it interesting? How many scandals has this guy been a part of? As a matter of fact, he's under another scandal, another distraction. I mean, if he's not giving secrets over to the Chinese military, which, by the way, was the very reason he was being impeached back in the 90s, he was giving American military secrets over to the Chinese. if he wasn't trafficking dope out of Mena, Arkansas, if you haven't seen Clinton Chronicles, do yourself a favor and watch it. If he's not laying for little girls and little boys, or if you haven't seen his picture with him sitting there in Epstein's living room with a dress on, folks, well, then he's out vacationing into a $2,000 to $18,000 a night condo in Mexico. And I'm talking about Bill Clinton. Man, I thought Donald Trump was going to drain the swamp, man. Ah, no, remember he said after that, the Clintons are good people. This is after he became the president. Remember that? Yeah. Bill Clinton spotted palling around with Governor Gavin Newsom, another criminal, at luxury Mexican resort after Epstein dock dump with a big smile on his face. You know why they're all smiling, folks? Because they're laughing at you. They're laughing at you. It's exactly what they're doing. They're laughing at the stupidity of the American people who let them do the things that they do. That's exactly why they are laughing. And for those that are laughing at Joe Biden and all these other crooks, folks, yes, all their jokes are temporary. I get all that. But it doesn't need to be happening on our testing ground. The American people need to push the judgment day way ahead of their natural tenure. And I'm talking about when they're old and they pass away and then they stand before the judge. No, it's the church's job to push that judgment day way fast forward. That's the responsibility of the church. That's the heart of God, Jeremiah 9:24. Hey, folks, look at that. They're laughing at you. The ones creating all of this chaos, undermining everything you are that has been established from under heaven by God through our forefathers, they are warring against everything that they established, literally committing the same crimes that our forefathers threw off. Now, think about that. Yeah. Okay. You ready for this one? Yeah, yeah. You know this whole distraction, it's all smoke and mirrors with Hunter Biden. You know, crack cocaine, child predator, Hunter Biden. Isn't it interesting how many people are being prosecuted for those crimes, but it's somehow or another, it doesn't apply to them. Whoa! Oh, that is despotic. That is tyrannical. That's scary. Right? Isn't it interesting how he can be questioned when he wants to show up, Americans? I want you to think about this. Hunter Biden shows up to congressional hearings concerning his crimes when he wants to show up. Wow. Okay. What kind of a message is that? Folks, this is the Lord casting this in your teeth. It is. Again, read Amos 4 when you get a moment. All the judgments that he brings, the Lord says, because you didn't return unto me, this is what's going to happen. He says, I did this, but you still didn't return unto me. I did this to you, and you still didn't return unto me, the Lord says in Amos 4. I did this. I even went to the extremity of showing you my power under judgment, but you still wouldn't return unto me. And because of that, what did he say after that? Prepare to meet your God. You have crack cocaine addicts. I got to tell you, speaking of Hunter Biden, and his mom's on television. She's another plant, just like her incredulous husband. But it's interesting, she's trying to defend him because he's an addict. Hey, folks, you know, this is the new thing. I was born this way. Yeah, no, the message is, you must be born again, John 3:3. Now what's your excuse? You don't have one. The message is, repent to all of us. But you know, he's an addict. He can't help himself. Yeah. What about the guy that likes to go kill? He can say to the judge, I was born that way too. Because at the end of the day, he's killing himself, and suicide's illegal. By the way, they're trying to normalize that crime now. These are the people that you tolerate. They have a fetish with death. They love death. Oh, my goodness. You know, I started the show off highlighting George Bush Sr., that devil. And he sat there with a smile on his face saying, out of chaos, we can create a new world order. And I believe we can do this, he said. How is that working out for you now, George? What I hear, friends, is like Luke 16 coming into play right now, where the rich man's in hell. And he's begging Father Abraham for someone to go tell his brother that this place is real. The consequence of unrepentant sin is real. Remember, hell is the place for those that rejected God. God did not reject them. They failed to repent. That was the mercy of the Lord. They did it to themselves. Isn't it interesting? The rich man that was in hell was just asking and begging, please just give me a little water and put it on the tip of my tongue. And will you do me a favor, Father Abraham? Will you send somebody to warn my brothers? Somebody go over to the house and warn my brothers that this place is real. What did he say to him? He said, there's a gulf fixed between me and you. No one's going to do that. It's too late. You made your own bed. You refused my mercy. You refused the sacrifice of my son. And there's nothing that you can do about it anymore because you refused the greatest sacrifice. I revealed my heart to the world, the Father says, through Calvary, and you refused that. That's how much I loved you. I was willing to spill the blood of my own son as a propitiation to reconcile you back unto me by my spirit, but you failed to do it. And what does the Bible tell us at the book of Luke 16 at the very end? The Lord said back to him, if they hear not Moses, they have the law and the prophets. If they hear not the law and the prophets, they're not going to be persuaded though one rose from the dead. Okay, there's the proper understanding of Scripture. What is it that brought us to Christ? The law did. It drove us to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. Galatians 3:24, read it. Read 22, 23, and 24, as a matter of fact, in Galatians. Okay, folks, these people are playing with their eternities, but I want to tell you, in the process of doing that, the American people are allowing them to jeopardize the temporal. Okay? And Americans, no one is required by God to put up with this nonsense. Nobody's required in any country to put up with this crime that's on display before the American people 24/7. This is all distraction. I want you to see it. Hunter Biden caves to House Republicans. What a joke. Agrees to sit for deposition if lawmakers issue new subpoena. So now we have the criminal dictating with the law abiders, the said law abiders, or those that claim to be law abiders. He'll do it only if they meet his terms. Do you hear that? Biden said, I'll do this, but you're going to have to first do this. I didn't know that you could do that. How's that working out for all of our brothers and sisters behind bars right now after January 6th? With no evidence of guilt. Oh my goodness. Yeah. These are the people creating the chaos. I wanted to highlight this for you, and I wanted you to see this because I put it out there today. This is Pol Pot, Stalin, Mussolini, Hitler, Idi Amin, Mao Zedong, Fidel Castro, and Joe Biden. Okay? And these are people who had their political opponents arrested. Okay? I said, Americans, quit acting like the battlefield is a playground. Your enemies aren't. One guy says to me, this isn't funny. I said, it wasn't meant to be funny. Are you kidding me?
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.